Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel once more. Sorry for the radio silence. Perhaps explain another time why. Anyway, I'm commenting on the terrible data breach about a highly secret information about the British Armed Forces serving in Afghanistan. And this was all leaked in February 2022. An injunction was obtained from a judge to prevent the publication of this. Why? Was it to spare the blushes of politicians and functionaries, or was it because it was endangering people's lives if it were to all come out? I suspect the former, because people's lives were already very much endangered. So you may know that the British Armed Forces were engaged in dubious battle in Afghanistan from 2001 to 2021, when the United States announced they're pulling out, all the other NATO countries went. Some people even said, could Britain fight on its own? Well, I think those days are long over. And they withdrew, and there were highly undignified scenes, people evacuating. So there were thousands of Afghan soldiers who'd fought alongside the NATO troops. Remember, it was the United States invoked Article 5 of the NATO Charter after 9/11, attack on one is attack on all, you have to come to our aid, which is why all NATO countries dispatched troops to serve in Afghanistan, even when the mission was very unpopular in places like Poland and Romania. Muslim countries such as Turkey sent troops there. So they withdrew, the Taliban took over. Not many people foresaw that would happening so quickly. But the thousands of Afghan troops who'd fought alongside NATO were in grave danger. Some of them were evacuated, their families, some people had been interpreters for the British Army, other NATO armies were got out. And Boris Johnson's wife, I think she was at that time his girlfriend, she intervened to make sure that dogs were evacuated rather than people. Disgraceful. What's it got to do with her? Absolutely shocking. People have been murdered directly because of her. Anyway, so some of these people still trapped in Afghanistan, got to Pakistan, where a lot of people are overtly sympathetic to the Taliban, despite the Taliban's terrible terrorist attacks in Pakistan. There's a chance they might be deported there. There's ages to get visas. I mean, you see how the civil service works at a glacial pace. We need greater productivity. You know, that's another story. Some of them eventually allowed to come to Afghanistan. Some people there are in terrible danger. Did Britain owe them a debt of honour? On the other hand, well, actually, they owed Britain the debt of honour. All these NATO countries and various other parts of the coalition are willing. Ukraine, for example, they were there to save Afghanistan, to uphold human rights and democracy there. Remember, the Northern Alliance had always been the recognised government of Afghanistan, not the Taliban, and held Afghanistan's seat in the United Nations. And so they're fighting legally and legitimately. But anyway, so the special forces of the British Army supposedly didn't want some of the Afghan special forces to come there because they might be witnesses, might testify against the SAS when there were alleged crimes and things like that, the triples. So goodness, a super injunction was brought in at the time. Ben Wallace was defence secretary. I remember he was the toast of the Tory grassroots. People were pleading with him to contest the leadership in 2022, but that didn't happen. Hasn't he left Parliament now? He's been knighted subsequently. So Mr. Justice Knowles was the judge hearing the case, and he made it a super injunction. So therefore, it would be unlawful to publish any particulars of this, or even to allude the fact that there was a court order to that effect. So Mr. Justice Chamberlain looked at it again. So all sorts of things had come out, even some of the personal details in the British Armed Forces were published, which then becomes very dangerous because people could track them down at home and things like that. So it's terrible. How was such a breach of security allowed to happen? And why has no one been held to account? Why has no one been punished? The other thing is, had it come to light at the time, would Wallace have been obliged to resign and so on? So some people are in danger in Afghanistan, and even if the man, or sometimes a woman, who served alongside the British Armed Forces gets out, he or she has relatives, the trouble is, where do you draw the line? Do you evacuate that person's parents? Probably. Spouse, children, definitely. Siblings, probably. Sister-in-law, brother-in-law, probably. First cousins, probably not. Second cousins, I think definitely not, but they might still get them. Remember, family is everything there, and so on. So 19,000 people requested asylum in the United Kingdom as the Taliban was taking over. And it said that inadvertently, a UK Special Forces civilian worker leaked it in February 2022. Doh! Anyway, and then the Taliban could get a hold of this to know who their enemies were, track them down. It's all about relocation applications. So that came out. thing is, the British Army is desperately short of troops, and I know a journalist who was there said some of the British Army said, well, bring these people here, let them join our army. I don't know if any of them who came did actually get to join the army. There's another view is that, well, no, you've got to say back to the wall, you've got to fight for your survival. It's victory or death, that's it. And if you let them give them a way out, then they will run away. That's why, you know, Turkmenistan wouldn't accept any of them. I know it's a horrific tyranny, but part of the reason for that is saying, well, then they'll fight to the death. That's because their only chance is victory, at least holding out in the mountains and so on. So there was terrible damage. What an embarrassing situation it is. And the Liberal Democrats have been on the attack on this one. So some of the Afghans, they'd risk life and limb. They've been fighting valiantly. And they weren't particularly doing it for the United Kingdom, doing it for Afghanistan, which is just as honourable, and so on. But their lives were imperiled. They were put in jeopardy by some idiocy in the Ministry of Defence. Now, surely they say that, you know, Secretary of State has to carry the can. It's the only way that he can make sure the civil servants do what they're supposed to do. The trouble is he doesn't have the power to dismiss them. They're almost unsackable. So some people are very worried about relatives who are still trapped in Afghanistan or indeed in Pakistan. And the UK is full up of refugees, as people are saying. Other people don't want this to happen. They don't want more people to come in. It's sort of politically unacceptable. Members of the Special Air Service and Special Boat Service, some of their details have come out about the names of about 100 of them and things like that. That's very, very worrying. What else could happen is that, you know, hostile states, the Islamic Republic of Iran, the People's Republic of China, the Russian Federation might want to hunt them down. There are about 600 people who served in the Afghan National Army, and their names and other information concerning them, those data were published, and indeed information about up to 1,800 kinsmen and kinswomen. So, so February 2022 it happened. And then there was something on Facebook about it in August 2023. I don't know if someone was prosecuted on that basis. So the super injunction was only attained in 2023. The super injunction was prolonged. They say they thought the Taliban was not yet cognizant of this. So then there were a settlement scheme was established just before the election for some of the Afghans whose names were leaked. But the injunction was not quite lifted. There were legal challenges in the Court of Appeal. So, yeah, it's terrible. So what is to be done about it? Obviously, make sure that there's no recurrence. There's a terrible, terrible data breach. So much for data protection. Because the real names and other bio data about members of the special forces are closely guarded secrets. And remember when Iran recruited a guy inside the British Army, one of the things he was telling them was information of that nature. So there's obviously a real klutz in the system. But how was it that someone through inadvertence could do this? How come the system wasn't robust enough? There are many questions to answer. I do feel that some of these Afghan special forces should be brought here, and the people crossing illegally in boats absolutely shouldn't be allowed to stay in the United Kingdom. What do you think? Goodbye.